It's not every day that Republican Governor John Kasich and Democrats agree on issues. But when it comes to the issue of expanding Medicaid to cover 275,000 low-income Ohioans, they agree. They do not agree on how that should be done. The Republican-dominated legislature has not passed Medicaid expansion outright. Lawmakers want to reform the program instead, but there isn't a plan in place right now to do that either. Democrats, like House Representative Denise Driehaus, have been urging the governor to use what's known as a discharge petition to force lawmakers to vote on the issue now, but that hasn't happened either. She says constituents in her district are frustrated that Medicaid expansion hasn't happened.
And I'd be honest with you, I don't have a very good explanation as to why we're not getting this done. And I share the frustration.
Back in July, Governor Kasich said he still wants Medicaid expansion, but was clear he doesn't think it's appropriate to use heavy-handed tactics to get it.
If I put people in a corner, I am unlikely to get what I want to help people who need help. And if I just will be persistent and pleasant and keep working on this now, all options are on the table.
Republican House Representative Barbara Sears explains one option. She, like Governor Kasich, wants Medicaid expansion. And she says one option to get it would be for Kasich to sign an executive order to expand Medicaid and then take it to a legislative panel for approval.
The legislature has given him that tool in prior budgets. So we gave him the opportunity to do this by executive order. So he does have the opportunity to do that. He still needs to come back to us for controlling board to fund, but he wouldn't need to even do that right away.
But so far, Kasich hasn't given any public indication that he will issue an executive order to expand Medicaid. Neil Clark, who oversaw work on budgets for the Senate Republican caucus in the 80s, says it wouldn't be unprecedented for a governor to use an executive order for something like this.
Those have been done numerous times through every governor's administration. Those executive orders, of course, terminate at the end of his term. So in the short term, an executive order would be a temporary solution to start Medicaid expansion in Ohio.
In fact, Clark says there's a way Ohio could get the money for Medicaid expansion even if the governor doesn't issue an executive order. Clark says the Medicaid department could ask the controlling board for the federal money offered through the Medicaid expansion.
The controlling board can take the 90% if it were in the form of a grant. They could take it in the form of that if there were suitable funds available to make that 10% match that didn't increase the GRF appropriation or GRF expenditure, you know what I'm saying there, that it didn't increase that expenditure, then I think they could easily take the money in the controlling board.
Clark says that means if the agency could come up with 10% from within its own funds, the federal money would be put into the Medicaid program. At any rate, any action like this would require a 7-day notice to the controlling board, and that hasn't been given yet. Meanwhile, legislative leaders who've been working on Medicaid expansion, including Representative Sears, say they'll come out with a bill soon. But on October 1st, when many Ohioans are starting to explore their options, low-income Ohioans who qualify for Medicaid expansion still won't know theirs. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.